As you heard on the Missouri Net earlier today, four Missouri Tigers will be playing in the College All-Star Games in the next month. But this Saturday in San Antonio, Texas, it's the U.S. Army All-American Bowl that will feature some of the top high school football players from around the country. And we have two Missouri athletes who will be playing in that game. Joining us on MissouriNet.com to talk about those players in the game is Colonel Verb Washington of the United States Army. Colonel Washington, thank you for your time.
Great. I appreciate the opportunity, Bill.
This is an exciting time for everyone associated with the All-American Bowl. It's the 10th year that this game is played. Talk about why the Army is so proud to be associated with this game.
Well, the Army, U.S. Army All-American Bowl gives us an opportunity to demonstrate to the nation and to remind the nation of the young folks that we have, both athletes and musicians who are participating, and the young soldiers who will be paired up with them over the course of this week. What makes this a unique event for, I think, both the athletes and the soldiers is they get an opportunity to see the other side. And so these young high school athletes get an opportunity to be paired up with soldiers who have earned distinctions on the battlefield. And so each of these soldier heroes will have earned the Silver Star or Bronze Star or Purple Heart, which indicates that they've been wounded in combat. And really, it shows that American soldiers have the same sets of skills that we're looking for here from these young athletes, and that is the dedication, the commitment, the willingness to be part of a team, all represent the best and brightest of the Army and the nation.
We're talking with Colonel Verb Washington of the United States Army. The U.S. Army All-American Bowl is this Saturday, and we have a couple of Missouri high school players who will be in that game, and we'll talk about them in a moment. How are the players evaluated and chosen to play in this game?
The players are chosen by the ranking systems that are used by Rivals.com and by their coaches. And so we pick the best 90 players out of the nation and array them in an East versus West format. And there are players that are best at their positions, and there are also players who are rated as athletes who are available to play in a number of positions as they go across. And so the two that are coming out of Missouri, Marcus Lucas out of Liberty High School there in Liberty, Missouri, and Nick Damian out of Timberland High School in Wentzville, both are top picks. Both of them did extraordinarily well in the bidding. And Lucas, for instance, is seen as the 14th best wide receiver recruit in the entire nation, probably because of his size and strength. A 20 touchdown season during his junior year there at Liberty, and his ability to leap has really made him a standout here. And then Nick Damian is seen as the 7th best tackle recruit in the entire nation at 300 pounds. That's a big young man right there, and they're already saying that he has pro potential. And so both of those young men, I believe, have indicated that they're going to be Missouri Tigers here in the future. So great things for the state of Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. According to Rivals.com, both of them have committed to head coach Gary Pinkel and the Missouri Tigers. Colonel, what are some of the traits that you see in these young student athletes that come down to San Antonio for the week that tend to be pretty consistent with each one of them?
Well, the one thing that I've seen most out of the young athletes that I've had a chance to talk and to watch as they go through their practices is a commitment. These young men understand what it means to be part of a team. They understand what it means to give of themselves and to actually take what they do seriously and to do it to the best of their ability. And I think that's what sets them apart from their peers, is just their willingness to actually commit to what it is that they're doing and to be determined in themselves to be the best that they can be.
Obviously, this game is not only a showcase of the top high school players in the country, but it's also a showcase for the U.S. Army. Talk about some of the things that are planned throughout the whole week there in San Antonio.
Well, we've got an exciting week here, what we call the All-American Bowl week. And we've got a barbecue on Thursday night for the players, coaches, and their families. We've got an awards dinner on Friday night that is there to give the Ken Hall the Sugarland Express Trophy, which is seen as the high school Heisman given to the top athlete in high school football over the year. And we also will have the Army Experience Zone outside of the stadium, which will give an opportunity for folks to see some of the technology that assists and protects our soldiers on the battlefield. We'll have a concert on Thursday night featuring Daryl Worley, a country and western singer who's probably best known for his song, Have You Forgotten, about the 9/11 bombings. And so it's a great event. It's an opportunity to showcase the Army, an opportunity to showcase these young players. And also we're bringing in 95 young musicians, young men and women who have demonstrated musical talent excellence, and they'll provide the halftime entertainment for the All-American Bowl.
Well, that's great. You guys do a great job in San Antonio, a great city to host this event. Now, if you want to see our two Missouri kids, Marcus Lucas from Liberty and Nick Damian from Timberland High in Wentzville, the game will be on here in Missouri on NBC with a noon kickoff. Colonel Verb Washington, if people want more information, is there a website they can go to?
The website for us is goarmy.com, and you'll be able to see the links there to the All-American Bowl.
That's great. We'll have it linked on MissouriNet.com. Colonel, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.